right, and we are back with another episode of On the D-Lo, and I have my friend Mandy in, who was going to sit, but now she's going to stand.
Yeah. Feels a little bit more comfortable this way.
A little more comfortable. You can always go
move
back
around
to sitting if you want. Mandy is a, I'm going to call her a fitness extraordinaire, and so I think both of us being in fitness, it's probably good to do a standing podcast. How many standing podcasts have you done?
Zero.
This is the first.
First standing one.
Here we go.
Yes.
Standing away.
Last time I was sitting.
Last time, yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. So this is cool because Mandy and I have gotten to know each other just in the last 3 months through a mastermind that I throw with my partner, Mr. Jeremy Scott Fitness. I can never just call him Jeremy Scott. His name is Jeremy Scott Fitness. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and you've been following Jeremy for quite a while, right? How did that come about?
Yes. I'd say I started following him more so when I got into the fitness, just to take my steps to get to where I want to be.
Yeah. And what got you into fitness to begin with?
I've been in fitness and active my entire life.
Yeah.
As a kid, year-round sports, leading into then the sports ended when I had kids. And then I started running because then I couldn't follow their schedules of sports. I mean, like the sports that I was in, I had to do something that was on my own time.
Yeah.
Running was on my own time. So I got into running. Me and my husband started joining races. We did some Tough Mudders, all of that jazz. Got bored with Tough Mudders, so then started running half marathons. Still doing that. So with all of that, then I got into more of working out. He has been very big into working out ever since I've known him.
Yeah.
So he goes to the gym a couple hours a day, 5 days a week. So, but before that, when I was playing sports, I didn't necessarily do workouts extra on top of that. But then now that led into running, stay strong to run. So then it led into working out, then becoming a coach, a personal trainer, going off on my own because I had my own goals and my own ideas. And,
yeah, that's how it all starts,
that's
right?
That's how it all starts. So 6 years later into my business, we have in-person classes. We have a full-on open gym. And now, you know, tapping into the online world and just going step by step and just finding new things along the way. It's almost like, what's next? I'm not done yet.
It's fun. Entrepreneur's journey.
Yes.
That you're going through. Yeah.
Yeah. And just continuing to learn as we go.
So talk about running, because I for people that know me, they know that I've been an avid runner. I actually quit running about 3 years ago. I just quit cold turkey. I was like Forrest Gump. I was just running. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm done running. That was it. I just quit. But for me, and I want to hear about what it is for you. For me, running was, it was a time for myself. It was a time to escape. It was a time to have thoughts. It was a time to, you know, obviously have goals. I mean, I always had that goal to run a half marathon, an hour and a half, and I did. Mm-hmm. And then it, you know, got brought to an hour 29, which I never accomplished. But the thing was, is like running was like, it was kind of like one of my best friends. So what was running, or what is it for you right now?
For me, it is the time to myself, the me time.
Yeah.
Like, it is me talking to God. Honestly, like,
cool.
I'm talking to him a lot during that time.
Yep.
And it's not about the time and how fast by any means. I don't.
Yeah.
So it's more so that plus and races. So my own personal goal to run a half or run a race in all 50 states. Okay, so that started in 2016.
Okay.
So that is still going. But with that also brings girls' weekends with my friends. We have a running group
community.
Of friends. So, you know, we do that. Running between those races, I don't necessarily do a lot of training with running.
Right.
I do my strength training. You know, teaching the classes and doing all of that, I feel is more of the training that I do.
Yeah.
I don't like to practice running for
a
race.
Yeah, I hear
But you. We can, you know, run 3 miles here, run 3 miles there, and then go run a half, and I don't care about the time. That's just my time to de-stress, you know.
Yeah, and would you say that running is, it's fitness, but it's kind of different than the fitness that you you do at the gym, right? And that you teach people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think running is also, I mean, if you're going to go, that is a mind game.
Too. Yeah.
Like, you have to talk yourself through right. it to keep yeah. going your talk. But I'm more so, like, I like strength training a lot. So if classes, it's strength training.
Yeah.
If I want cardio, then I'll run. But.
Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Combo of both. You're originally from Minnesota, right?
I'm originally from Minnesota. And then I met my husband, and we moved across the river to Wisconsin. He's from Wisconsin, so.
Okay. Okay. How'd you guys meet?
He sold me furniture. He used to work for Ashley Furniture. He sold me furniture.
Hi, would you like a couch?
So, no, I actually asked him out. So
oh, you did?
I did. So, yeah.
And that was 2010?
2004.
Oh, 2000. Boy, you guys dated for a while.
2004. Huh? We got married in 2008.
Okay. So yeah. 4 years of dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear that, wife? 4 years. She got lucky with two. I'm telling you, I still get, you know what, to this day because of my wife saying, you waited 2 years to marry me. Although we were probably older, because when did you guys get married? What age?
I was 25, he was 30.
Yeah, yeah. So we were like, we didn't have much time to waste. I was like 39, 40, right? Yeah.
But I was like to him, I'm like, because I want to be done having kids by 30.
Yeah.
So I can, you know.
So, which you have two boys now.
We do. We have two boys.
And they're both playing baseball?
12 and 14. They're both, yes, they play baseball, which is their favorite sport. They play in club baseball, which is what brought us here to Arizona for a tournament. And then they play football. They wrestled, then went to basketball, and now they're back wrestling again. So...
busy.
Yeah, we're busy with them.
So, drop some knowledge based on your experience on how you could help mompreneurs. Did you get that? Mompreneurs. So you're a mom that's
mom.
An entrepreneur.
Yeah. I would say, well, and that's part of, I felt like, through all this process, I found, like, my fitness niche. That is, like... busting out workouts and giving people workouts that live a crazy busy lifestyle.
And that fulfills you.
That fulfills, because that's me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like give me 30 minutes to bust out a strength workout and, you know, and I feel like that's what I can give people.
Mm-hmm.
Our classes at the gym too are also 35 minutes. It's balls to the walls. You go stretch on your own. You know, we have videos that can help you stretch and that kind of thing. But it's like I feel like it's for the busy lifestyle. So, but with that, running a business with a busy lifestyle, you have to have the mindset too to make sure to balance everything in your life too, because I feel like it could start to go down a wrong path, and you can get foggy and forget about other things and just strictly business, but you have to be able to balance out your time, business, kids, you know, your own personal me time, time for your husband,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
So writing it down, which is part of why I really started journaling.
She has a journal here.
So leading into my journaling.
Yes.
No.
Good segue.
So you, writing it down.
Yeah.
Writing it down, tracking. journaling it, and sticking with a schedule and not losing track of your time, not losing track of yourself.
Yeah.
That was another big thing, too. I feel a lot of people... When they have kids, they lose their self a lot.
Right.
And that for me was my biggest thing to myself was don't lose you. So always give yourself that time. Is it selfish? Absolutely not.
No, because if you're not good for yourself, you can't be good for
anybody
else. We say it all the time.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So sweat, inspire, grow. What inspired you to want to actually do a journal? Because in our little time together, like, this has probably been boiling in your mind before that, but you actually took action and you got it done.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sweat, inspire, grow, those three words have been with us since day one when I opened Fit for You, our fitness business, 6 years ago. So it was come and sweat with us, inspire each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even as a client, you're inspiring the person next to you. So, and grow with us, grow mind and body, grow physically with working out, and grow with your mind with connecting with everybody and, well, you know, fitness, yoga, yeah, all that kind of stuff. All you can grow your mind. So that's been our three words as part of, and also the Fit for You is fitness for you, meaning don't lose you. Like, you need to keep you and
have, That's cool.
So, but with the journal, I wanted to take my virtual programs and put them on paper for people that don't have social media, because that's where we do it through.
Right.
But to have it in a paper form, too, where they can write down their own progress and writing it down, because goals, with all of my goals, I write it down. It's written down. It's put out there. You can look at it all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where the journal went. So first journal was a generic one, writing down your own personal progress and goals and affirmations. And then following this, my next journals will have an actual fitness program that I've already put together, whether it's focused on your glutes and abs, or if it's a program focused on body weight moves, those will be built into the next journals that I have coming out too.
Well, I think that there's a lot to be said for the physical aspect and the therapeutic aspect of actually writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like going back to running, how that's your time. Journaling, that's the same thing. It's your time. It's your time to sit down, collect your thoughts, and then, like you even state here on the journal, affirmations. You know, have those affirmations. That's cool.
Yeah, and like, well, affirmations or just like writing down. It's like you're manifesting what you want to do.
Right.
You know, and if it's 5 minutes a day, sitting down, everybody can set aside 5 minutes a day.
100% Yeah. Yeah, and you as an individual can pick and choose, you know, when those times are and how they are and all that. No, I think that's really cool. I going back to, you know, doing quick fitness in 30, 35 minutes. I mean, really, it's not just, you know, it's one of those things where you kind of have a niche in a smaller town. How many people are in your town?
I think we're hovering 2,000
2,000 people
in our little town where our gym is at. Yes.
Yeah. What's that like? I mean, do you just pretty much know everybody and you're creating this community? And
yeah, most people know it. Most people. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Because it's so different than Scottsdale here. So kind of give the audience like
it is. We have so the town Tremplo where the gym is, but then there's also a couple other towns. Like our school district is three towns together.
Okay.
So we have clients from each of those little towns too. So and then we have another town about 6 miles down the road, Holman. That's a bigger town. I think maybe they have like 10,000 in that town.
Oh wow.
So the towns get bigger as you
Right.
But and we have some people that come to our gym from that town too. So there's surrounding towns too that we get clients.
Yeah.
But yeah, people know, I mean, especially if they're from that town, which I'm not, but if they're from there, they all know.
Are you the only gym in town?
Yes.
So a lot of people that are into fitness rely on you.
That's the gym.
Yeah, to be open and to do your thing. What is like the job market like out there? Where do most people work? What do they do for a living? You know, just based on the people that you talk to.
There are quite a few that in our area that work from home.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of clients that work from home, which is great because we can schedule, you know, personal training around their schedule. Works with my schedule better when they're at home and they can come and do their time off or lunchtime, whenever. But otherwise, we have, well, my husband's in sales, and I think there's a lot of sales, you know, anywhere you go. But what else? I mean, there's hospitals and clinics, so we have, you know, that, and those are all around the surrounding areas.
Yeah, so just a little mix of everything.
Yeah. We have a lot of little, we're on the Mississippi River, so there's, we have like a little coffee shop in town. And then the town over, which is Galesville, that town has a bunch of boutiques and another little coffee shop. And so little
stuff little all towns. Around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had another job before you went full time into
I did.
The gym. So what were you doing?
I was in insurance prior to this.
Yeah.
Working for UW Health.
Okay.
So, and I worked from home for a couple years before completely detaching and doing the gym full time. Prior to working from home, I was in orthodontics for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was in an orthodontic office and
working for somebody else, doing your
working
thing.
Working for somebody yeah. else. And then after COVID and after being home for a little bit with the kids during COVID,
yeah.
going back was really hard. And it was just at that time I was like, I want to work from home.
Yeah.
Just and so I completely switched. I had all insurance background from what I was doing before. So did insurance from home for a couple years. Went down to part-time.
Yeah.
That lasted 6 months until I pulled the trigger.
Was that hard to pull the cord on that? Or was it?
No. My hardest out of all of that was leaving the orthodontic office
yeah.
to work from home.
Okay.
Just because it was the unknown.
Yeah.
Like, is it? Yeah.
But you you knew when you left part-time to go do the gym, you knew what you were going to go do.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. Oh, yeah. Because detaching and from the orthodontic office and working from home, it gave me that flexibility working from home to be able to really grow my business.
Yeah.
Because we went from our rental space to building an actual full-on building from ground up.
That's
and
cool.
that was all because I had the flexibility. Everything fell into place. No, I was out there seeking
right.
places, yeah. you know, like, yeah.
You're putting it out there. So, like, what do you have, like, one key component of advice you give to somebody listening that maybe is working for somebody else and wants to go off on their own? Like, what do they need to do? Just do it?
Well, yes, step out of your comfort zone and put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You have to be persistent. But the whole time, though, I was looking at, like, my financials, like, can I do this?
Yeah.
Like, what do I need to pull in to be able to drop that?
Right.
And that was looked at every step of the way for every change I made.
You tracked it. You kind of understood where you needed to be.
Oh, yeah. I see this coming in. Okay, so I need this much more to be able to stop this job.
Yeah.
But you have to be persistent. Like, you can't just think it's for you and then drop out. I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah,
you know when you know. Like, mm-hmm. each individual scenario mm-hmm. is a little bit different. But at the end of the day, if you really have a dream and a goal to go do something, kind of how you and I had talked on the phone, you just got to make the move or else you're never going to know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I feel your plate is full, right?
Yeah.
You take one thing off your plate, you're opening up a spot for something new and bigger and better to come in.
For sure. Yeah.
This is what was told to me when I just could not pull the plug from leaving my job at that orthodontic office was, it's like I was being told that I was hanging on to the end of a rope by a thread, and there is a net below me, a net of opportunities. That is going to catch me, and I just need to let go.
Yeah, because it just
hit me.
Wasn't serving you anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's cool. So you're excited. You're full bore. You're doing a whole bunch of, you know,
yes,
exciting full,
so,
new
yep.
stuff.
Since the beginning of February, then completely cut out corporate job where I'm now not working for anybody else but myself.
The man.
And then I have... I went from not sleeping at night to sleeping.
Yes. Getting rest.
Getting rid of what doesn't serve me and so I can put 100% into my goals. Yeah. And just keep growing that. Keep searching for new ideas, new programs to give to my clients, new fun challenges inside the gym to do for all of those clients.
Sleep is such magic, isn't it? Once you discover what it is again,
But it's crazy to think that if you're doing something that isn't giving you purpose or fulfilling you, how you lose sleep over it.
Like, yes, isn't that weird?
It is so weird.
And who are you losing sleep for? Everybody else.
What's so weird about it is when I was building the, and I general contracted that myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one that went out and got all the different contractors and made sure they were all there at the same, right time and yada, yada.
Sounds like a nightmare.
But during all of that, I slept fine.
Yeah.
It's probably because
you were doing it for you.
I was doing it
and
for
you
me.
Knew.
It was
doing
it for me. Yeah. So it's crazy.
That's cool.
So do stuff for yourself, right?
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about food real quick. What do you enjoy eating? What sort of, you know, what sort of food advice would you give to your clients? Are there any food hacks, or are you just one of these people that's like, I'm a one ingredient person?
No, food for me was a really big eye opener. Last September, I did a food allergy test. I thought I needed a hormone test, but then when I went in, they guided me to a food allergy test first. Coming back with different allergens, but my main one was wheat. So at that point, it was like, wow, like it was a lot for me to take in and how to switch everything up. So going gluten-free, not because of just it doesn't make me feel good, just because that one I have to. And so with that, I have found how much better I feel. It blows me away how much. So I guess as far as tips, trying to cut out for anybody wheat or gluten, if you can cut that out or limit it, I think that's just all around good.
Yeah.
To begin with.
Well, and there's a ton of alternatives now. If you were in that same boat 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, it seems like everything is gluten-free now and everybody wants to charge you more for it. And it's like, well, wait a minute, you're taking the gluten out. Wouldn't it be cheaper?
Yeah. And then I'd say fruits and vegetables and protein, chicken, I guess a word of advice that I would give from my experience with all of it is that I think everybody should go get, most people, you can if you want, but I think you should go get tested just to see. Because because for me, working out but I didn't feel right. I was like bloated beyond bloated all the time. And I was like, there's something wrong with this. So getting tested was like a huge game changer for me.
Yeah. Knowing what's going on with the inside of your body.
Yeah. So you could be doing all this work and working out and doing all these programs, but you don't feel like you're changing anything at all. Well, you could be just eating one wrong thing and you don't know.
Yeah. And your body's just under constant inflammation and you can't make any gains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you like to, you do, I mean, you have products that you like to promote. So
yes,
what are some of the...
Yeah, Trulene. So I use Trulene protein, which they actually reached out to me. They saw that we had a gym, talked to me about putting their products in the gym. So I did research on them. Lots of positive stuff that I saw. So I was like, yeah, I'll try some of this stuff. I love their protein.
Yeah.
And of course they have a plant-based one, which works perfect for me. Well, they're all gluten-free, but I mean, they have a plant-based one, which is different from the whey protein.
Yeah.
Too. Which a tip for that, if you're unsure which one, I think a good thing to do is test both of them, whey protein or non-whey. And just see
how
your body feels.
Totally.
You have to experiment with your own body.
Whey crushes me.
Yeah. So, but then they also have some enhancers, which you add to your water. One has caffeine, one doesn't. It's natural caffeine, so that would be like their pre-workout.
Yeah.
Super good. Everybody that tries it loves it. They have greens. They have individual greens packets, which I've been mailing out to some of my clients.
Good.
So doing what Jeremy Jeremy does, I'm like, I'm going to try this with mine since they're in individual packets.
That's smart.
That's been, everybody has been loving that too. Tastes better than what they thought it did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And they're getting all their nutrients in.
Yeah, so... that's another thing too, as far as tips, I think protein, where if you can't get it in with food, a lot of times I'll come home and I'll just make a shake quick.
It's
super fast and easy. And then the greens, super important to get greens in daily, which I just think it's like your vitamins in a drink.
Yeah.
You know,
what's your favorite dessert to make that's healthy?
I like ice cream.
Do you like ice cream? Do you make it, actually?
No.
Or you just go get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frozen yogurt, like an ice cream thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that I like.
You're a sucker for that. So I take a banana, mm-hmm. and I'll mash it, make it into mush, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll put some chocolate protein powder in it.
Oh.
And then I'll mix some oats in it.
Oh, I can't have oats.
But you can have gluten-free oats.
No, oats is on my thing,
too. Oh, it's on your thing, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Put banana protein powder and...
I found this really good stuff, though, at, like, TJ Maxx actually sells it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like oats, but it's not. I don't even know what it's called, but...
Is it called like oats?
no.
I don't know, like oats.
It's so good that I added it to...
It's a little bit like oats, but it's not.
I add it to, like... Well, it's got, like, raisins in it and stuff, too, but I add it to my yogurt, that's a sweet yogurt in that.
Yeah.
And otherwise, peanut butter, I can't. Peanut
All right,
butter
can
is like.
You, can you eat Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
All right, so take Greek yogurt, frozen raspberry, straw, whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just kind of put it, you know, mix it all together,
mm-hmm.
right? And then put it in the freezer.
Oh.
And you get these little yogurt bites with raspberries or whatever fruit you put in.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try that.
Yeah. I'm a complete hack when it comes to, like, looking at YouTube recipes because I'm trying to stay, like, lean and shredded, you know? It's like when you turn 50, like, everything changes. Everything starts falling apart. So you got to utilize the smarts of what other people have done already. Mm-hmm. And that's even talking about, like, you know, the pasta that I eat. If I eat pasta, now it's, like, zucchini noodles or mm-hmm. it's spaghetti squash or stuff like that. And I don't even know the difference anymore. It's just really good. My wife and I make this shrimp and peppers and cauliflower mm-hmm. rice with salsa dish. Mm-hmm. We had that last mm-hmm. night. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is so easy to eat that way, too. Like, corn, Mexican. Mexican is a great... I always try to choose to go to Mexican.
Yeah.
When we go out somewhere, I'm like, can we go to Mexican? Because it's an easy way to get gluten-free that way. But corn chips, it's easy to find, like, salsa corn chips versus...
So good.
So there are so many ways now that I'm... But at first it was like, what do I do?
I don't know.
I can't eat anything.
I'm in prison.
There's a lot out there. But no, I'll have rice cakes and put peanut butter on rice cakes.
Yeah.
I have that as a snack.
I do that.
Bananas and peanut butter a lot. Apples and peanut butter a lot.
Yeah. Peanut butter is like, whoever made that is wonderful.
On a rice cake, though, I'll put avocado with cottage cheese.
Okay.
With some, what is that? Everyday bagel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That seasoning on top.
Right.
Yeah. Try a burger. Burger with avocado, cottage cheese, and the everyday bagel seasoning.
Wow.
Amazing.
This just turned into Food Network, people. It's perfect. That's cool. So, yeah, and it's awesome. You came out here to Arizona to come do some baseball with your boys. And how many days are you out here for?
We're here till Monday. So we came Wednesday to Monday. 5 days. Yeah.
That's not bad. Would you consider it like a vacation because it's a nice time of year?
This is a vacation, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were on vacation in February, but this is, a family, just family for it. We were with friends before, but
Family outing.
Family outing. Baseball brings us here, so we'll say yes to that.
Say yes to that. And with any luck, I will see you Sunday at MetCon, DeathCon.
I'm really hoping that the schedule will work out so I can... Because I've done those.
Have you?
You know, online, but never in person.
No, I got to do it in person. There's nothing like it. Get you on video. All right, I got some rapid-fire questions for you. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Coffee or water?
Coffee.
What's your favorite coffee?
Black.
Just black, yeah.
But I like the flavored, like, grounds or...
Okay, yeah.
But black.
Stretching or napping?
Napping.
Yeah, naps are good. We get older, we like naps. Hiking or running?
Hiking.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The wind cave yesterday.
Yeah.
Pancakes or chocolate shakes?
Chocolate shake.
That didn't take long. Guns N' Roses or Metallica?
Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Favorite Guns N' Roses song?
I have no idea. I'm horrible at that stuff.
Okay. That's okay. Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, yeah. That's
Probably have it playing in your gym right now. Work or retire?
Retire.
Food prep or go out?
Go out.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to pick.
That's okay. There's no right or wrong
answer.
Okay,
nope. Yeah.
Bigfoot or aliens?
Bigfoot.
Arizona winter or Wisconsin summer?
Arizona winter because it's humid back home.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like humidity.
It's a sweat pit back there.
Yep.
In the summer. Yeah.
Arizona winter.
That's awesome.
But this winter, like this week.
Yeah.
Not like a month ago.
No. That was cold a month ago, even for me, native. I don't like it. Okay, where can everybody find you? I'll put everything in show notes. Where can everybody find you, and what do you want them to do?
So on Facebook, it's Fit for You Fitness. Instagram is Fit for You with Mandy. YouTube is Fit for You with Mandy.
Cool. Buy the journal. It's on
the
Amazon, right?
On Amazon.
You get a physical copy.
Physical.
To touch, feel,
write. Physical copy. 60-day journal of your goals.
Cool.
Tracking. Daily tracking and affirmations and.
Yeah, you got some online stuff that you're doing. So yeah, no, it's very
online
cool.
Online programs. Yeah.
No, this is awesome. It's always a thrill for me to be able to help coach people and be a part of their lives and then meet them in person, and you're exactly who you are in person. And I know we have a couple other people, actually two that I know of that are from the Mastermind that are coming in person as well. So it's just always a blast. And I guess before we leave, like, what has the Mastermind like meant for you so far? Like, what have you enjoyed about it?
Well, I think it's been great where all of us can just talk. We're all in it and have the same goals, right? And so we're able to toss around different ideas, see what works for you, try this, you know, and share all of our stuff that we've already put together, and we can, you know, everybody can use everybody's stuff. It was my next step where I felt at the end of last year I was stuck. I needed to get my mindset back into the business. And just where do I go from here? And getting together in a group and of all like-minded business owners who have the goal to succeed and keep going, and it's been great. It's been amazing. Meeting new people.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's building community within
it.
And
yeah,
they're all your homies and you're all a team together.
Yeah. And so much I've been able to put into my business from here that I've learned from here already, and just
That's great. Okay. Yeah. And Jeremy's okay too, right?
Jeremy's okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it's awesome. Well, thanks for flying in from Wisconsin to come see me.
Yeah. And, I'm glad it worked out where we could
100%.
It was
perfect.
Baseball
perfect day.
And do this,
I know.
And now it's 86 degrees outside. So, hey,
go get a tan.
Let's hit up the sun.
Gym tan laundry. So, thank you everybody for listening to On the D-Lo. Please subscribe. Go check out Mandy's social. And, you know, as always, we are just grateful for just everybody in our lives and all that we are able to, you know, do together. So until next time, have a great day, and peace out.